Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Karma Vibes. I'm your host, Phoenix Sunshine. Thank you for joining in today. It's definitely been a minute. I have been doing some healing work on myself, as well as I started a new job and we've been doing some training with our puppy, Doberman Karma, which has been kind of a struggle. He doesn't really listen, and I'm really praying and hoping and praying to the angels and my guides that he's going to get better, because boy is he a handful, and sure is nothing like Lily was. Sometimes it's necessary and it's okay to take time to work on yourself. Don't ever think that you shouldn't. And if you hear any noise in the background, it's definitely my puppy. I do apologize. I have tried several times to record this podcast, but it seems that every time I really try, karma just doesn't want me to. So I'm just going to go with it today. If there's any noise in the background, I do apologize. We'll just see how it goes. But I do believe that you should, and I do recommend at least once a month, taking a day and just focus on you. Whatever you like to do. Do you like to go hiking, or you want to go get your nails done, or you just want to take a day and just binge and watch TV? You should do that. You should just take a day for yourself, because we need to recharge our batteries, because if we don't, they're going to get depleted. And if they get depleted, then we're not going to be able to be in service to anybody else or ourselves. And then that's going to be a big issue, especially with us empaths. This week, we will be talking about healing and shadow work and how imperative it is for you to take time on your journey to work on that. We have something called chakras, and they can get blocked when we don't deal with trauma or things that hurt us deep within our heart and soul. Energy work can lift our vibration and bring us on a higher positive state of being. It just makes us happier, and who doesn't like that? I definitely like to be happier, and I like to have the people around me be happy whenever possible. There comes a time when you know it's time to heal and move on from those traumas that have been weighing you down. In my family, I was taught at a young age to bury trauma, and that's how you deal with it. But that's not how you deal with it. This is not going to be the advice that I'm going to give to my grandchildren. We're going to be breaking generational and ancestral non-healing, starting with me. And you can too. One step at a time, we can do it together. And if you ever need some extra support, you can always email me at karmavibes.phoenix@gmail.com. I got you. Anytime. It all begins with changing our mindset and believing you are worth it, and that things do and will get better. You just have to trust the process. You matter. We all matter. Just own your story and don't be afraid of living and to dream. On the days the darkness seems to be creeping up and the dark cloud seems to be above your head and seems to be following you all around, know that it's not forever, and you have the power to change that darkness into light and change the story into glory and turn it into purpose. Self-pity can hold us back. This is where we need to start practicing self-love and self-care, even on the days we may not be feeling it. We are a work in progress. And like with everything else, that takes work. The next step in the process is going to be identify the shadow or trauma, which is going to hide out in the subconscious. All things that we don't deal with get buried because they need someplace to go. Even if we don't remember them, they're still there. And they do need to be worked on eventually. So why not now? Watch how you feel. Some common ones that come up are not feeling good enough, unlovable, and you feel the need to be a caregiver to everyone, to be a fixer. It is important for us to pay attention to what we are feeling, and it's okay to feel things when emotions come up. Just make sure to acknowledge that feeling and take a breath. It's okay. And then ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this? Be patient and kind with yourself and let the answers come. Don't force them. We have to remember that we need to be kind and loving to ourselves as much as we are to anybody else in the universe. Be gentle with yourself and accept what comes up. It may be difficult at times to go through the emotions that are coming up. You are strong and you will get through it. And it will make you a better person for healing this part of yourself. Pay attention to breath work. It is very important. A matter of fact, we don't pay enough attention to our breathing. When we are breathing, we produce energy. This has a connection to our sleep pattern, heart, mood, and brain, and many other things in our life. You will see many spiritual traditions paying attention to breath. Focusing on your breathing is a key to merging your shadow self in order to make yourself whole. Journaling is another great way of healing. When working with shadow work, it allows you to empty your thoughts out on your mind for a release. All that has been tucked away upstairs to come out, you can write it even if the thoughts make no sense at the time. Are you upset with your mom for what she did to you? Do you have an abuser that did something to you? Write them a letter. Write it all down. Write all your feelings and how you feel. And you can burn it. You can rip it up in a million pages. You don't have to even give that to that person. But you're pouring your soul out so you're not carrying that heavy burden on your heart, so that you can release that, so that your heart can heal. Meditation clears our mind and brings clarity, which allows for healing and a deeper understanding. Nurture your inner child. Childhood traumas can be healed. Sometimes we need to give ourselves the love the child version of us did not receive. Go back in time and tell yourself, tell the little you that you are safe and that I will take care of you now. And no one will ever hurt you again. It's okay. Sometimes we just need to be patient with ourselves. I have gone through this myself. I had to heal my inner child. She was very scared. She was scared of everything. We just have to love ourselves. It's okay to go back to an earlier version and just say, you are safe. You are loved. There is nothing wrong with that. Know that by owning our story, that this is a growth period and it will be helping us to grow and transition into a stronger person. Shadow work helps us to merge all the trauma that is not hidden like a secret, locked in a closet. Because if we hold on to all of that garbage, all of that trauma, and all of that hurt, it's never going to be released. So let's release it. Let's let love in our hearts and let's let the light in. And even the most spiritual people, even the people that I know that have so much love in their hearts, they're carrying such burdens with them from childhood trauma. But just know that it's going to be okay. Just know that it's there and we are healed and it's not controlling us. But instead, we can be in a loving state of mind. There comes a time when we don't have to run from our past, but embrace it, because it doesn't control us. Those feelings, we learn to embrace them with love and light, and that's what shadow work does. And we heal, and we move forward. And then we pay it forward, and we help others on the same journey of healing. I truly believe in affirmations, as I say them daily. Even at this point in my journey, I still need them. And I believe even further down the road, I'm still going to be using affirmations. I use them and I will often say, I am safe, I am loved, I am protected. And the divine does that. We are very much protected. Thank you for listening to Karma Vibes. This is going to be a short version on shadow work. I will be posting further stuff on my podcast, more uplifting versions of many things. You will start seeing more episodes, more love and light as I go on my journey with crystals and Reiki and lots of other things. I'm thinking about getting into numerology. It's really fascinating. I've been learning a lot from another podcast, so it's making me want to expand. Just want to expand my learning. And I still have some schooling that I'm going to. And I just believe that we have to keep learning and growing and just keep that spirituality going. Love and light to all of you. And I appreciate everyone that tunes into my podcast. I do appreciate your patience with any noise that was going on this one. I'm hoping that down the line, karma is going to be a little bit more calmer as we go. But love and light, blessings to all of you, and thank you again for your patience.